rest of the story. Through the hottest, most humid days of 1820, Ben Latrobe was helping lay pipe for the New Orleans waterworks. The laborers had been at it since April, were determined to finish by the end of summer. By August, the mains, a full mile of them, had been installed. Next, the iron suction pipe connecting the river and the engine house was laid. Excavation through the levee was arduous, exhausting, but work was completed on the 30th. And that evening, Ben returned home and complained that he felt ill and collapsed. His wife summoned the doctor. Consistent with medical wisdom of the times, the physician performed a little bloodletting and skin blistering and then prescribed a small dose of mercury to purge the intestines, he said. But the well-intended treatment only weakened the patient further, and in 4 days, Ben Latrobe was dead. His epitaph? Well, his epitaph is written in iron and stone across the entire landscape of his fledgling nation. For Ben Latrobe conceived and realized much of that nation's capital, including Statuary Hall, the Old Senate, the Supreme Court Chambers. He introduced Greek Revival architecture to the United States. He lavished it on his beloved Philadelphia. And so he became our country's leading architect. He designed roadways and canals. He built steam engines and banks and cathedrals. And yet, despite all of these creative accomplishments, Benjamin Latrobe is best remembered as the public works engineer who gave us our first safe, healthy water systems. And that's the rest of the story. Ben Latrobe was an immigrant, an Englishman originally, well-educated, especially in the sciences. Came to the United States, settled in Virginia, 1796. Only 3 summers previous, Philadelphia had suffered the most devastating outbreak of yellow fever in American history. The precise equation, stagnant water plus mosquitoes equals yellow fever, that was not yet known. And yet, despite the various contemporary theories as to its cause, practically everybody agreed that there was a connection between bad drinking water and death in the summertime. And so it was in the spring of 1798 that Benjamin Latrobe visited Philadelphia, analyzed the dilemma from an engineer's perspective, and within 3 years, the city's water system, the first major urban water system in our nation, was operational. It would not be the last such Ben designed and helped to build. That's right, I said helped to build, because Ben Latrobe was not only directing construction of the public waterworks in New Orleans in the summer of 1820, he was getting his hands dirty. He was out there in the pipe trenches with his workers. He was hanging onto the wrenches and clambering through the mud, struggling to make the end of the season deadline. And he did, but it killed him. Well, that's not quite specifically so, for ever since his first days in the brave new world, an invisible enemy had taunted him, challenged him, inasmuch goaded him toward a greatness that he might not otherwise have achieved. Benjamin Latrobe will be forever remembered as the man who stirred the malignant stagnancies, wherein diseased mosquitoes were spawned, and brought fresh clean water to a thirsty nation. And this was 100 years before anyone even realized the specific origin of yellow fever. Ben's waterworks battled it back, saving untold thousands of lives except his own life. The history books tell us rather matter-of-factly that Benjamin Latrobe, September 3, 1820, died of yellow fever. Well, that is so. Only now you know the rest of the story.